Chocolate and Valentine's Day, a sweet story. In this radio program, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Whip. Elixir. Ready? Now, read the questions on the following page. Read them carefully before listening to the radio program.
Welcome to our weekly chat about holiday celebrations around the world. Today's guest is going to tell us about our sweetest holiday celebration, Valentine's Day. Today, we know that a heart-shaped box of chocolates is a symbol and an important part of Valentine's Day. But how did that tradition arise? We know that chocolate is not native to Britain or even the United States. To find out more about Valentine's Day and chocolate, we've invited Dr. Anne Ward, a professor at King's College London, to give us some background about this sweet connection. Welcome, Anne, to the programme.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Has chocolate always been a part of Valentine's Day? How did we get to celebrate Valentine's Day in the first place?
Chocolate is relatively new to Valentine's Day. The roots of Valentine's Day are ancient, but not entirely clear. It probably originated with the Romans and a fertility festival they held. But the Romans did not exchange candy. They sacrificed goats and dogs and whipped people, among other things. Eventually, hundreds of years later, this festival became a Christian feast associated with a martyred saint, Valentine. The Roman Emperor Claudius had had Valentine executed on February 14th in the 3rd century AD.
And how did this martyred saint become associated with love?
We don't know exactly, but we do know that in Canterbury Tales, Chaucer talks about St. Valentine's Day as a day in which birds gather together to choose their mates. This means that by the 14th century, there was a strong link between love, mating, and St. Valentine's Day.
So, when does chocolate come into the picture?
Obviously, Chaucer did not talk about chocolate. Chocolate was first introduced into Europe by the Spanish, who had seen people drink it in Mexico. Chocolate as a drink became very popular in Spain, and from there it traveled to other parts of Europe. It became very popular in France, and people at the time thought that chocolate was a sexual stimulant. Giacomo Casanova, the famous Italian adventurer and womanizer from Venice, called chocolate the elixir of love.
Was chocolate always served as a drink?
Yes. Until the mid-19th century, chocolate was always consumed as a drink. They didn't eat chocolate cake. Chocolate was very popular with Europe's kings. For example, documents from the 17th century show us that British King Charles II spent 30 times more money on chocolate than on tea. He certainly spent more money on chocolate than on his servants. For most people of that time, though, chocolate was a very extravagant, exotic product. Most never tasted it.
So when did we start eating chocolate bars? Today, we tend to think of chocolate as something that's eaten as a solid, not drunk as a liquid.
In the mid-19th century, specifically in 1847, the British chocolate maker J.S. Fry and Sons produced the first modern-day candy bar. The company combined cacao powder and sugar with cacao butter, the fat that is extracted from cacao beans, to form a paste that they could shape into bars. A few years later, they started making individual chocolates filled with flavored creams.
So it was this company, J.S. Fry and Sons, that linked chocolate to St. Valentine's Day?
No, chocolate didn't become an important part of St. Valentine's Day celebrations until a rival chocolate company, Cadbury, decided to start selling fancy boxes of chocolates. Cadbury knew that extreme ornamentation was very popular in Victorian England, so he came up with the idea of selling chocolate in boxes with heavily decorated lids and lace inside. And soon after that, Cadbury created boxes in the shape of a heart. Once the chocolates had been eaten, people would save the pretty boxes and use them to keep special mementos.
I see. You might say that we eat chocolate on St. Valentine's Day because it was a successful business strategy.
Yes, Cadbury's idea was a huge success. This year in the United States alone, companies will sell more than 40 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate, many of them decorated with roses and lace. Surveys show that 70% of Americans prefer receiving chocolate as opposed to flowers as a Valentine's Day gift.
And is chocolate really an aphrodisiac? You mentioned that Casanova thought it was.
Despite what Casanova and others have said, modern science has found little evidence to support chocolate as an aphrodisiac.
That's all we have time for today, Anne. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.